His life was such an incredible story, even a Hollywood screenwriter couldn't have invented it. Mo Burke graduated from Princeton, played Major League Baseball, learned a dozen languages, earned his law degree, and became a U.S. spy during World War II. And he did that and more in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, despite the fact, as a Jew, he had to overcome the era's rampant anti-Semitism. Yet Burke's story has been virtually forgotten. A new documentary is trying to change that.
Whenever you're talking about anything with Mo Burke, the first thing you have to understand is it's going to be complicated.
It's a hell of a story.
He loved being a mystery.
Mo Burke was a terrific athlete.
Mo would disappear after games. He was a loner who wanted to experience the world and found a way to do it.
That's a clip from the new documentary, The Spy Behind Home Plate, produced, written, and directed by Aviva Kempner.
He was brilliant, and he was a pretty decent baseball player. He also was, I think, one of the most courageous Americans, being our nuclear spy at the time. Mo was sent to find out what the Germans knew. He was this character in our American history that just isn't known.
The son of immigrants, Burke was raised in Harlem. He started playing baseball as a young boy despite his father's disapproval. He went to NYU and later Princeton, where he excelled academically and played baseball. It led to him being signed in 1923 by the Brooklyn Robins, who would become the Brooklyn Dodgers and now the Los Angeles Dodgers.
From the minute he got money as a baseball player, he was in Paris studying Sanskrit at Sorbonne. Then he made other trips.
John Blank is director of the Jewish Baseball Western Hall of Fame.
It was tough for a lot of Jews to get into baseball. Aside from the fact having the ability to do it, it was also the culture of the Jewish culture, especially in the 20s and the 30s. Jewish parents did not promote their sons to go play Major League Baseball. They wanted to become doctors, lawyers, and accountants instead. They were not encouraged. They were asked not to do it, and a lot of times it caused a lot of problems within the family.
Burke earned his law degree from Columbia while playing Major League Ball. He became so well known for his intellect, he was a favorite of one of the most popular radio quiz shows of the day called Information Please. Again, the Spy Behind Home Plate producer, Aviva Kempner.
In making the film, I realized that the birth date that you usually find in all the records that he must have given was not really his real birth date. When we got his birth certificate, it was 2 months later. He was this mysterious character who was brilliant in and out of people's lives, and more than anything, he loved baseball. He was trained as a lawyer, but much to the sadness of his father, who never saw him play baseball at all, he always wanted to be a baseball player or be in the baseball profession.
But perhaps the most remarkable chapter in Burke's life came after he left baseball. Because he traveled extensively in Asia and Europe during the 1930s, he saw the clouds of what would become World War II forming. He became a part of the OSS, the spy agency created by the U.S. government to help investigate Japan and Germany's war efforts. Burke was sent to Europe on a secret mission to ascertain where Germany was in its efforts to develop an atomic bomb.
Germany got a big head start on building an atomic bomb.
And it was very obvious that if anybody could ever unlock this great secret, they'd control the world.
The OSS had given the Manhattan Project its own spy, and that was Mo Burke.
Burke had orders to kill a key scientist if Germany's atomic weapons program was nearing success, but he was able to ascertain that Germany was years behind the U.S. Burke had girlfriends, but never a wife or children, and remained secretive about his life and military adventures up until his death in 1972. Documentary producer Aviva Kempner.
I think Mo operates on two levels. He is definitely a hero in the Jewish community, but he really is an American hero, and that makes me especially proud, especially in this atmosphere of so much anti-Semitism.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.